And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 8th of May, 2010. It's the birthday of the poet and Zen practitioner Gary Snyder. Born in San Francisco in 1930, grew up on the family dairy farm in Washington State. From the time he was a kid, he liked to go off on his own in the woods for a night or two, started climbing mountains at the age of 15, including Mount St. Helens, went off to Reed College in Portland, studied literature and anthropology, then headed to Indiana University to do graduate study. But on his way, he said, in the middle of Nevada, on old Interstate 40, there was a period of about 5 hours when nobody would give me a ride. As I stood there in the middle of the sagebrush flats, I was reading through a chapter of Suzuki's Essays in Zen Buddhism, and I hit on some phrases that turned my mind totally around. I knew that I wouldn't last at Indiana and that I would soon be heading in the other direction. He studied Chinese and Japanese at Berkeley and then went to Japan. Spent most of the period between 1955 and 1968 at a temple just outside Kyoto, practicing Zen and translating Japanese texts. Then decided not to become a monk, but to go back to California and spread the teachings as a layperson. He's criticized American Buddhism as being too serious, said the Japanese Buddhist world has a knack for seeming formal and strict, but having a freewheeling, tolerant time behind the surface. A lot of American Buddhism, he said, is still crypto-Protestantism. Gary Snyder is one who has tied Buddhism to environmental activism. Care for the environment, he said, you don't do it because it has to be done, you do it because it's beautiful. He teaches a Buddhist reverence for all sentient beings, all forms of life. He said good manners require you to get to know the names of the plants and flowers and birds. It's just etiquette. Every creature, even the little worms and insects, has value. Everything is valuable. Gary Snyder, one of many American writers interested in Buddhism, starting with Emerson and Thoreau, and including Allen Ginsberg and Jack Kerouac, the poet Jane Hirschfield, Peter Matheson, Natalie Goldberg, and Gary Snyder, who wrote in his poem What You Should Know to Be a Poet, all you can know about animals as persons, the names of trees and flowers and weeds, the names of stars and the movement of planets and the moon, your own six senses with a watchful, elegant mind. Here's a poem for today by Tony Hoagland entitled Sentimental Education. And when we were 8 or 9, our father took us back into the Alabama woods, found a rotten log, and with his hunting knife pried off a slab of bark to show the 100 kinds of bugs and grubs that we would have to eat in time of war. The ones who will survive, he told us, looking at us hard, are the ones who are willing to do anything. Then he popped one of those pale slugs into his mouth and started chewing. And that was lesson number 4 in the Green Beret Book of Child Rearing. I looked at my pale, scrawny, knock-kneed, bug-eyed brother, who was identical to me, and saw that in a world that ate the weak, we didn't have a prayer. And next thing I remember, I'm working for a living at a boring job that I'm afraid of losing, with a wife whose lack of love for me is like a lack of oxygen, and this dead thing in my chest that used to be my heart. Oh, if he were alive, I would tell him, Dad, you were right. I ate a lot of stuff far worse than bugs. And I was eaten. I was picked up and chewed and swallowed down into the belly of the world. Sentimental Education, a poem by Tony Hoagland from Unincorporated Persons in the Late Honda Dynasty, published by Gray Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.